Hi, Dave Clemens here along with Dan Denning, the water conservation manager for the city of Bend. It's time for your WaterWise tip of the week. This week, does your controller make the grade? I would imagine that, a lot of people probably got pretty old controllers out there, right? And they just need to make sure what they got is doing the job.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with an old controller if it's functioning and you're not on top of, you know, the maintenance and the, the schedule management. But just like anything else we use in our daily lives, our phones, our computers, technology just improves by leaps and bounds so quickly.
Now, I know you want to get to what you want to talk about, but I want to talk about what I want to talk about first. Okay. When it comes to controllers, what's an exciting new technology in controllers in the last how many ever years? I mean, what is the difference of a modern controller versus, I don't know, what we were using back in the 70s? And they have controllers of the 70s. I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them were just kind of like consider like an old lighting timer.
Right.
It was just a clock you set and you pulled the little pin out when you wanted to turn on irrigation. And
that was it. Out. So it was like on or off.
Yeah, pretty much just like a good equivalent of like a Christmas tree timer.
Right.
You know?
So what can they do now that they couldn't do back then?
So now, accessibility, right? So a lot of these controllers are either monitoring soil moisture. And so it actually has a sensor in the soil that's talking to the controller,
oh, wow,
telling it when to water. Or others will use that same principle, but they're using weather data to estimate what's happening in the soil.
Oh, like so it knows, hey, it rained. I don't really need to come on now.
Exactly. It'll automatically shut it off for you for a predetermined amount of time that you set. So really, like, the management piece that we're always preaching about is really simplified. You have Wi-Fi controllers, you have controllers that operate on their own just with a weather sensor. Really just depending on what you're comfortable, how comfortable you are with technology and what you're trying to get out of it.
You're picking up your phone because you can do it through an app.
You can do it
on a lot of these now, right?
Through your phone. For cities like us, we can manage, you know, multiple sites from our computer, from a desktop now. So it really has advanced. Just one cool thing since you asked. Now they have wireless valves. So you know how you have the wire running from your controller to the valve solenoid, which talks to it, tells it when to turn on. Now they have wireless radio frequency valves. So you don't have to run copper in the ground or worrying about like gophers or trenchers cutting through your wires anymore.
Sure.
So it's pretty amazing.
So how do you know if your controller makes the grade? What are we basing that on?
Well, so smart controllers in general, what defines a smart controller is that it's taking in these environmental variables and making automatic adjustments, right? So it's not a manual adjustment that our homeowner or your landscaper is making. Another good thing to look for is the WaterSense label. So those usually designate a controller that has that capability. So if you're in the store perusing, look for that label. That's a good sign that it's a smart controller. The funny thing, Dave, is actually it's pretty impressive. We've evaluated the water savings from our customers that have installed these controllers, and they're seeing a 20% savings in the first year. So they do work. It is a piece of technology. It's just a tool. You still have to take care of your irrigation system. But, for those that are interested, we've got a $100 rebate from the city of Bend on those. So if you're in the market for a controller or you're looking for more information on them, you can find that at our website.
Okay.
And that's waterwisetips.org.
Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
See you next week.
Thanks.